This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you doing this morning?
I am pretty good there, Brad. Sorry for the delay there. Getting everything organized here this morning. And so far, so good.
Did you have any frost out your way?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't very heavy. I came out this morning, and I didn't start my truck ahead of time, just as I was walking out the door. So I didn't have any thaw time. But when I did hop in, I did have to hit the wipers, and it was a bit of a crunchy sound as it went across the windshield. Nothing major, but definitely frost. And it's very unlike me, unless it's winter. I actually turned on the seat heater for a few moments, just the back. I'm not a fan of the bottom, but just warmed up the backside because, of course, I didn't leave with a jacket today, even though Lynn told me to. I do have a sweatshirt in the back seat in case I need it. I'm sure it's going to warm up, but still trying to hold off and hold on to the warm temperatures.
Yeah, I hear you. Last night when I was down in Java, I just had a long sleeve T-shirt on and tried to go as long as I could before I put my sweatshirt on. It's getting that time of year.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. Excuse me, it was my sister's birthday, so we went over there for dinner and cake, ice cream, of course, and we were all talking about the frost that was coming, and she was talking about either covering up some plants or putting them in a garage, and I think mums are pretty hardy. That's all we have outside right now is one mum plant. They're talking about they'll change colors. I didn't know this. But that's all we have outside. Lynn asked if we should cover it up. I said, nah, don't worry about it. Especially, you know, you think about little bugs and stuff that come in, so we just left it as it is. But, it's definitely an indicator of the weather to come, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. According to Karen, mums are very, very hardy. They can handle the frost if we get some. We always leave ours outside, never bring those in. AI, that was quite interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what I was really hoping for, and he didn't say it, you know, like some happy little microphones or something like that, or happy little something. I think there was an opportunity missed there, but it was still pretty good.
Now, did you have AI create that, or did you just find that?
No, I'm not that creative. I came through on one of my feeds, so I downloaded it, and I tried to be nice about it, and I didn't send anybody any links to social media. I just I pulled the video, and I shared it that way. I figured you guys would appreciate that.
Yeah, it was good. It definitely brought a smile to my face last night.
Yeah, I've seen some other Bob Ross ones. Some are good, but that one was perfect. Perfect, well-timed, all that. So I have a question for you. I was talking to Larry last night, and he was asking a question because in his technician manual exam prep book, there was a thing in there where it told you to go to the AWRL and register your book. And he asked me if he should do that. And I says, well, that's up to you. And we talked about what the ARRL was and what it can provide. But at the same time, if he's guarded with his personal information, does he really need that? So I guess that is ultimately my question for you is, did you find anything with that, any of those books, anything that pointed you to the ARRL for additional content? Ultimately, I think that might be just a way to connect you to them so they can ultimately solicit. But not that it's a bad thing. He was just wondering if it was something that was required as he was going through those books.
I did not see anything about registering the books that I bought. I have, you know, seen in the books where they say, here, use this link to get more information on whatever topic or something, but never to register the book. I don't, I just bought my general book not too long ago, so, and I bought it through the AR website, and it didn't say anything about registering it, but maybe that's why.
Yeah, so basically I just told him to hold off. You may at some point, I explain the, you know, again, who they are, what they do, what he can get out of it. Don't feel obligated to do it right now, and just continue to go through the books and learn. So that's kind of where we left it. Yeah, so that's cool. I brought my DMR radio with me today. But for some reason, I'm only hearing one-way communication, which is kind of frustrating. And I can't really play around with anything to make sure I'm hitting the right buttons while I'm driving. So maybe play for another day or lunchtime or something. I'll leave a pause here to see who else is joining us this morning. This is KTPCB. Okay, nobody else heard. This is interesting. Oh, and that's why I'm not getting somebody on DMR, because I'm actually connected to a different channel. Somebody else just came in talking there, so. And that would explain why, I'm not hearing what I expected to hear here. But it's okay. Again, I'm driving. And, I think someone else is connecting an Echolink, so that would probably be Jeff. And he was saying something about not being able to hear us yesterday, so I find that very, very peculiar.
Yeah, that is. I did give a break there to see if he jumped in. Let's see. This is KE2GDQ.
Oh, I haven't heard. Oh, well. There's too many technical difficulties lately. I know we're all playing around with different connection modes, and which is all part of the hobby, and it's fun. I didn't play around with the Wires X anymore. Again, with that birthday party, I was pretty busy yesterday, and what else was I going to say? Not much. Who do you got going on this weekend?
That's too far ahead. I haven't planned that far yet. Let's see. Sunday, Jose said that there's a military bench rest shoot down at the club on Sunday. I do have a rifle that'll work in that, so I may do that. But Saturday, probably just do stuff around the house.
Yeah, Lynn was talking about the potential to go out to Wendell's Poultry Farm. I guess they're technically East Concord, and we go out there once a year, just somewhere in October. They have it's a poultry farm, so that they sell chickens, chicken dinners, I should say, and they have their pumpkin farm there. And a little hayride thing for youngins. So I always like to grab Lynn's great niece and take a ride out there. And there's only so many weekends.
Where we have a Halloween party to go to on the weekend of the 24th, 25th, whatever that is. And then Halloween, I believe it's on a Friday. Yeah, so this is really our next or last good weekend to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, this month seems to be flying by. Because Karen and I are already talking up when we had the kids last weekend about Halloween, when they're going to be here. They're going to do, there's nowhere to trick or treat on their street. So they'll come here and trick or treat in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I remember doing a little bit of that kind of stuff where we went to different neighborhoods living in Alden. And we were in the we were on town line, so we're not near the village at all. So we'd go to the nearest subdivision and do a round and come back home. Sometimes we went further if things were a little too quiet. Yeah, we had to do the same thing.
Yeah, when they lived in North Buffalo by the zoo, obviously their neighborhood there was, they didn't do much trick-or-treating in their neighborhood because they were still younger. But the trick-or-treaters that came to their house was quite a bit. But now that where they live in Orchard Park, they just soon come up here and do our neighborhood. And we bring out a fire pit to the driveway and get a fire going and do that. It's been kind of our tradition for the last probably 20 years.
20 years, that's definitely a good-sized tradition. Yeah. On Halloween itself for the past, I would say, 4 years maybe, I've been going over to my sister's house. I don't even go over to help her hand out candy. I just go over to dress up and hang out, and I don't want to say scare little kids, but just add to the atmosphere. She's got all kinds of decorations and pumpkins, and she's got like life-size a witch, some other ghouly thing. This pumpkin head that you walk up and it bounces up in the air, and she's got all this stuff to decorate for, you know, like 2 hours of activities. But yeah, she likes it, so I go over there to kind of support the effort.
Yeah, we don't decorate a lot. Probably a little bit more this year because Karen said, "Well, bring up all the Halloween decorations," and I did for the basement. And we've been going through and sorting out, saying, "Okay, we don't need this anymore. We don't need this anymore," and decorate a little bit more because the grandkids were here this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Just again, thinking to the weekend, I think one of those days in there, it's supposed to rain. So hopefully our tentative plans don't get washed out. Might be chilly. That's okay. I know I always end up, you know, having to bring back corn stalks. That's part of the yearly tradition for Lynn's sister. They sell those there, and I throw those in the truck. Yeah, I don't pull over on the roadside of a farmer's field and take them. We do buy them, even though we live out where we could easily do that. But that's okay. But they're pretty cheap. They're like a couple dollars a bundle. And, because there's something to do when we get back home, and she can put those up on her porch. Let's see. I've got 6:43. Just give an opportunity for anyone else to hop in there, but I'm going to have to hop out of here pretty soon myself. Okay, you know what? I forget today is Thursday, so Ross is probably already here, here and underway. So that, I guess that would make sense. And, I'll sign with you, Brad. And, Yeah, you got to start expecting it off a week. Well, you don't have to. That's all I'm thinking about right now. And today, Thursdays in general, normally go by pretty quick for me. I scramble to do stuff in the morning because I have my team meeting in the afternoon, which takes an hour and a half. So take an hour and a half out of the afternoon, and that really cuts into the day. So, once lunchtime hits today, I almost consider my day to be over for anything big. And then we're on to Friday. So, all right. Well, you have yourself a wonderful day, and we shall talk to you soon. This is K2PCB.
73s to you, Travis. And K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. We're clear.